What's up, Grace City? This is Connor, and for today's Lent reflection, we're going to read Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11. It says, "In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So, if you didn't know, I'm currently in Madagascar on a surgery ship called the Africa Mercy with an organization called Mercy Ships. And before I came to the ship, I went to a rural town in Texas to do some training before I came. And I get there and I get into my room and there's another bed that's there and kind of has someone's stuff on it. And so I'm getting unpacked and this guy comes in and we start talking and immediately just start making all these connections, building bridges. Went to Multnomah, like same time as Tim Mackey, so we get off on like the Bible Project, and he's like a Seahawks fan, so then we're like talking about what the off-season moves are, what the challenges are coming up, and have this like super dope conversation. Instantly just like, this guy's legit. This guy's a dude. And comes up that he's, I can't remember which one of us it was that asked the other, like, "Oh, what are you doing on the ship?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm a carpenter on the ship. I'm going to be there for about a year or two." And I was like, "Well, so what are you doing on the ship?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm the managing director." And managing director is the highest position on the ship. And so I'm instantly like, "Oh, well, I'm sharing a room with the highest authority on the ship that I'm about to go to," which is crazy. And it made me appreciate him so much more that he didn't feel like there wasn't a feeling that he was better or that he was higher. He just connected with me on a human level. And to this day, he's just like a great friend here on the ship. And I love that moment where you're talking to somebody and then you learn that they're a position that's just has a lot of power and authority, and they don't flex that, and they choose to just meet people on a human, like, base level. And no greater example do we have than what Jesus did. Like, this is what Jesus mastered, that he gave up his divinity and became not only a human, but a servant. Not one that came to earth and ruled with his power, but decided to humble himself and to become the lowest. You can go through the Gospels and you're not going to get very far before you're seeing a passage of scripture where Jesus is meeting people in a low spot, and that he is serving those around him, not flexing the power that he has by way of the Holy Spirit. And at the beginning of this scripture, it says, have the same mindset. And it says right before that, that you should have a greater concern for one another than you do yourselves. And that is quintessential Jesus. That is what Jesus is. He has a greater concern about us. He did not look to his own desires or priorities or what he wanted done. He looked to humanity and saw that it was him that was to bring us back together in unity with God. So today, I want us to maybe just think about areas where we can decide to go low, to go lower, to decrease so that he may increase. Maybe that's talking with a child. Maybe that's doing something that is way below where you are in your position at work. Maybe that's doing something for your housemates that is never your responsibility, but you just decide to serve. And that's really That's the heart of Jesus in everything he does. He came to serve and to save the lost. So let's have that mindset today. Let's have that mindset in our relationships with everyone that we encounter, that we would have a greater concern about what they need and how we can serve them than how we can serve our own desires and pleasures. Let's pray to our Master. Jesus, thank you for giving up your divinity. Thank you for stepping so low and meeting us in the dirt, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for submitting yourself to the Father and for going to the cross for us as we look towards your death, burial, and resurrection this weekend. Jesus, I pray that you would keep us humble, that you would help us become low, that you would help us find ways that we can serve in ways where we can take off whatever authority that we may have or wherever we can step down from our pedestal. Would you help us have the same mindset as you in what we're doing today and how we can love other people by way of that? We're so, so grateful for you, Jesus, and for everything that you're doing in our lives. I pray a blessing of everyone listening to this, and I ask you all these things in your powerful name. Amen.